Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Food Rebel Eats podcast. I'm Jody, and I'm here to teach you the truth about food. Understanding how my body works, how food works, and how we actually have all the power to create the health and the bodies that we want has changed my life. So I'm here to make this so simple, so clear, and to help you have complete certainty that you can have the healthy body that you deserve. Hi guys, welcome to a bonus episode this week of the Food Rebel Eats podcast. So I had a little inclination to put the YouTube videos that I've been doing about human design on my podcast as well. So there's going to be today a playlist on my YouTube channel all about your health, your body, and results related to your human design, because it's so cool. It totally helps you understand why you work the way you do. And that's it. So today's episode is a video that I did a week or so ago about generators. So if you're a generator in human design, also if you are a manifesting generator, you can listen to this and it will apply. There's just more to the story for you. But it's about why you could be holding on to weight in the idea of understanding your energy better and not specifically just about food, okay? Because health is not just food. Food is so important. It's just part of the equation, okay? So enjoy the episode. If you find it helpful, definitely subscribe, leave me a comment, let me know if it helped you, and I will talk to you guys so soon. Bye. Hi guys, how are you doing? Welcome back to my channel. So I want to talk to you today. If you are a generator in human design, there's so much to say about human design. It is completely fascinating. And ever since I started to learn about it, I think the coolest thing about it is that it just lets you be yourself and know that that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing, because we get so told what to do and who to be and how to do it in all areas of our life, but a lot with health too, right? And it just takes away all the pressure and all the questioning and all the wondering if you're doing things right. And it clclearly shows you, this is you, this is how your body works. So I just kind of jumped in, but hi, welcome back. I'm Jody. If you don't know me, I'm a holistic intuitive health coach. I teach plant-based eating, cooking, healthy kids, healthy families, everything that helps you, hold on, to know how to use your food and the power of your mind to create the body and health that you love. Okay, so here's what's going on. I had two sessions in the past 2 days with clients, and they had very, very, very similar human design profiles. And there was a theme that jumped out. And after my last session today, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to do a video about this, because it's just so eye-opening, and I hope that it really helps you guys, okay? So first of all, what is human design? I'll probably just have to start making a separate playlist for all things human design. And for now, human design is going to be a blueprint of showing you how your energy works and exchanges with the world. So it's how you have relationships with everything in your life. And that includes health, the relationship with your body, and with food. Okay. So generators are one of the five main energy types. Okay. I've told you guys before, I'm a manifesting generator. So if you're a manifesting generator, this can also somewhat apply to you, but it's not like the only thing related to weight loss. Okay. And first of all, can we just say that when you want to lose weight and you aren't losing weight, it is frustrating to the max. Okay. And clarity is everything. And instead of wondering what's wrong, or what often happens is we think we are wrong or we're doing something wrong or our body isn't working right, we can just look at things with like a clearer perspective and just see it for what it is. And then we know the moves to make. Okay. So besides your human design, I also want to put over here that food always matters. Okay. And if you want to know more about weight loss, healthy weight loss, true in integrity weight loss that works with the cells of your body, with the way that your system works, the way that your digestion works and your natural processes of elimination work, then go to my playlist. And after I am done with this video, I can upload the link here. There's a playlist for weight loss, like I think it's called plant-based weight loss or something like that. So that's a thing. Okay. We're going to honor that always and know, like, just because you have this certain human design doesn't mean you get to bypass the fact that you're a human and your body runs on glucose. And we need to be putting in real alive nutrient dense foods that actually do things for us in our body and help clean out junk and crap. Okay. So there's that. Like, so this, when I'm talking human design, when I'm talking things related to healing, inflammation, weight loss, those things, also know I'm still believing this. I'm still believing this for all of us. I still want you to know this stuff where, like, yeah, it still matters how you eat because we're going to talk about digestion here in a second too, okay? And at the same time, everything is energy. So when you feel stuck, when you feel like things aren't moving, it's a very good idea to understand yourself and to understand energy and energy flow. So you guys know in my intro, it says like fall in love with food or like find your flow with food. I have sessions called Find Your Flow with Food, and that's what these were. And why I call them that is because when your body is naturally healthy and naturally working and things are connecting and the cells are communicating properly, then that's what when you're in flow and health is just natural from that state and from that place. And when you aren't in flow, it's basically another way of saying like you're out of alignment or you're not aligned. It basically means like you're just, there's something in your energy that isn't natural for you. And so human design is a blueprint that you get from putting in the information of like the minute and date and location you're born that will spit it out and be like, this is you, this is how you're wired, and this is how your energy works, and helps you easily and effortlessly have your best life, live your best life. And that, of course, includes your healthiest, lightest, best feeling body. Okay. So, both of my clients were generators, and it was just so crazy. Like, their profiles were very, very similar. Okay. So besides the plant stuff, and besides like understanding that it is our job to help the internal processes of the physical body with our food, what is happening when you aren't like seeing movement in weight loss? Okay. I hated this when I was there, when I was going through for fertility treatments. It was so frustrating because I was like doing good things. Okay. And often this is happening when you are doing good things and you are a healthy person and you are caring about food. Yeah. Sometimes there's things to shift and sometimes it's energy. So I'm going to show you this on my phone. This is my chart, and I clicked on the, and I hope you can see this. Okay. See that here? I clicked on it so it turned into a little ball that lit up. It says sacral desires. Okay. This is important. So a generator is defined by having this center defined in your chart. It will be colored in. Okay. And this is what makes you a generator, that this center is colored in and it's defined. And what that means is your sacral center is, yes, your center of desires, and it does relate to the chakra. So it'd be the same as the sacral chakra. But it's like your built-in battery, your built-in energy center. Okay. So generators, when you, You are meant to be like in your joy, in your happiness, in your excitement, in the world, in all things that you do. And this is part of deconditioning, right? Because we're told like, you need to do this, you have to do this, or your parents expect you to do that. It could be anything. But really what you have to know is you have to follow that thing, those things that light you up and make you so excited and happy. You could see how I'm like kind of jumping in my seat, because I also have a defined sacral and I love like talking about this and I love teaching this. So just like me right now, when you're a generator and when you are excited and you are following your gut, it's literally trusting your gut, which is kind of how I got the name for my digestion course, Trust Your Gut. You receive more energy. Okay, why does this matter? We're talking about weight loss. Because when your body is in flow, the energy is flowing. There's nothing blocking it, stagnating it, clogging it up. It's very similar to like over here on the food side, where what clogs us up is like toxins, and we can get mucus inside when we eat the wrong foods that feed bacteria and stuff like that. So we have to like break the energy or allow it to unwind and break free. And we need to be doing this like the majority of your life. You want to focus on what brings me this energy, because when I'm in my higher energy state, my body is in flow. Okay. It has more than enough energy to do all the things it needs to do, including the functioning processes of the internal body, which also include weight loss, right? So there's so much to say on this. So you have this built-in battery, okay? You're meant to do things. You're meant to be active. You're meant to like go out into the world and create. And sorry, my mom's texting me. And that's great, right? So you have a natural level of energy, and then you enhance it, you accelerate it, you'll feel better in your physical body when you're doing things that light you up, okay? And you become like a light to the people around you and show them, like to inspire them to also live a life of joy and happiness and following what they want to. Okay. But how does this relate to weight loss? Okay. So when you want to know if something is a fit for you, you literally follow your gut. Okay. You follow your sacral. So this could be what you want to eat for lunch, okay? And so the way that generators are going to know if something is right for them is to trust the gut, to trust the sacral, to trust your body and not your mind, okay? And this is where we can get all confused. So let's say you want to eat lunch, you're hungry, and so you go to your kitchen and you go to your refrigerator. And so I did this earlier, and I was just starting to think about what do I want to eat. And I just kind of look in there and do I want to eat this? Do I want to eat this? So you want to like give yourself options and then be able to feel your body's response to them. And what does this mean? So a yes is going to feel like, yes, I want that. That sounds good. Yay. I want to eat that. Yum. And it's just like I was talking about before, what, like how lean forward. It's like, yes, I'm going to go this way. Whereas if I would have said, oh, do I want to eat liver for lunch? I would be like, no. Like, and I, to pull back, you close up, you constrict. That's a no. Your body's saying no. So you want to trust your body to that decision. Okay. So it is applied day to day to day in your choices for food, in your choices for meals. Like, what do you want to eat? You don't ask yourself, what do you want to eat? Cause that's like open-ended. Your body, your gut can't be like, that's like a blank. So like here, look at this. I've got my watermelon energy and I've got my Suja lemon love. Do I want to drink this? Yes. Do I want to drink this? Not right now, but I have three drinks right here. So one of them, right? So you choose, okay? You're always choosing. And it's the same, not just with food, but with everything in your life, okay? And we can't underestimate the power in this, you guys. So when you're doing, oh my gosh, I had three clients that were generators. Oh my God, in the past couple of days. So yeah. So if you're doing something in your life And it's a consistent thing. It's daily that you're doing, or it's often, it's frequent. And you're doing it, but when you check in with your gut, do you like doing this? You're like, no, I do not like doing this. No, I do not like doing this. Or let's say somebody comes and asks you, hey, will you volunteer for this thing at school? And you're like, no, but your mind kicks in and goes, you should do that. You should do that. You should help them out. Your kids are there. You know, you really should do that. So should is usually the opposite of a true gut response. We don't want to should. We want to trust our gut. Okay. So what happens is that when you're a generator, you have the defined sacral, and you are feeling like a heaviness in your body, a sluggishness in your body, and it couldn't be physical, like, right, pounds. Because everything is energy, and, or it could be just like I don't have energy. I'm fatigued and I'm tired. This is because when you have a defined sacral and you're a generator and you say yes to things you hate or things you despise or things you just don't want to do, you are draining your own battery. Okay. So circle back. When you follow your joy, when you follow your yes, when you follow your sacral, you lighten up. Literally, you light up the room. You bring joy. You lighten up your energy. You lighten up your frequency. Health, feeling good, being in the body you love is on a frequency of, this is fun. This is natural. This is me. This is easy. I'm so excited. Versus, I can't lose this weight. Oh, I hate this. This sucks. This is annoying. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Heavier, right? And we all have to take responsibility, right, for our lives and our attitudes in any moment. Sometimes we can't get out of these things right away. But what you want to know is if there is a consistent thing in your world, if you're doing it, you're engaged with it, you have a relationship with it. So if that relationship makes you pull back, constrict, tighten up, that is not flow, you guys. That is not flow. And that is not when your body has ease. That is not when your body has relief. And this is huge. This is so important. So let's say you hate your job. Okay, well, you probably aren't just going to go quit your job because you saw this video and you're like, oh, my sacral hates my job, so I got to go. Bye. You could, but please don't say that it's on me, because it's not. It's on you. Okay? But what you know, what you have to know is that if it's affecting your body and your health, this literally is not meant for you. And there is something meant for you that is aligned, because that's the way we're designed. We're designed to find our highest path, okay? And you're never stuck. You are never stuck. You're never stuck in anything. And what you want to do and what you can do, if you can't immediately like release the thing, then you want to change your perspective on it and do the best you can with where you are right now. Okay. So let's say you hate your job and you're a generator and it's affecting your body and it's affecting your health and it's affecting your flow. What you want to do is, first of all, set an intention that you're going to move into a better job. You're going to move into a better position. You're going to move into a better situation for you that will light you up, that will bring you joy, that will help you bring joy to others. And you start with finding the good in it. So if we use the job example, we could say like, well, I get money, right? At least I'm getting paid. I'm getting paid and I can buy organic food, or I can buy cool clothes, or I can pay for my house. Okay. You can make a list of things that are positive about this thing that you're doing right now, even though you hate it. Okay. But don't stay in the energy of I hate this. Okay. And actually, this is so important, because when you shift your energy, everything around you has to change. So if you were to dominantly start going into this job you hate, that your gut detests, but you went into it anyways,
And you started to every morning prepare your energy before you went to work. And you like wrote down things, or you mentally rehearsed things that were things like, I'm grateful that I have a job to make money. I'm grateful that I get paid. I'm grateful for this one girl next to me that we can chat every day. I'm grateful for the time in the car where I can listen to podcasts or something like that. I mean, go into anything that you can find that helps you to focus on where you are right now, that you are in a better energy, you're in a better perspective and a better place. And what has to happen is that job will have to move things around you to make it more better, to make it better for you, to make it more appealing to you, or you're going to call in the thing. You're going to call in the next step to the next better job, okay? And the best part of all of that is that you start to feel better now. And when you feel better now, your body lightens up now, okay? So I have to make another video on this because it's just separate, but not just for generators, but like everything you feel, you guys, your cells are feeling. So how important is it to trust your gut when you're making decisions that are going to affect what you need to give energy to, especially if it's daily? It's everything, right? Because you're putting yourself in an environment or a situation or a relationship or to do something you have to give to. And if you feel yuck about it, all your trillions of cells feel how you dominantly feel. So if you go into situations, circumstances that you don't like that drain you, you are feeling drained. Unless you on purpose think it about it differently, feel about it differently, okay? You still know you don't like it. So it's already there right now, okay, let's say, but you don't like it. So unless you on purpose think about positive aspects of it and therefore let yourself feel better from it, you're going to be constantly coding all your cells in emotions of resentment, I hate this, and I don't like this. So what happens to your body? You're literally coding the environment of your cells to be in a low feeling frequency and a low energy state, okay? Does this make sense? So it's huge. It's so, so important. And then what you want to do is going forward from this place, stop engaging in things you don't want to do. And typically the reason we do this is guilt. And we think we have to, or we would feel bad if we didn't, or we think that this other person thinks something about us. But all this is messed up energy, okay? So what's important is that we remember, know, and understand that when we are being ourselves, when we are being our true selves, when we are being authentic to ourselves, that always has to include honoring our desires, honoring what our gut says, then everything around you will be better. Even if Sally from Sunday school doesn't like that you said no to teaching, she'll find someone else. And guess what? Someone else is going to want to do it. So you don't want to be doing things that you don't want to do. I was just telling this to one of my clients, and I had a coach recently who this was this spring, but she was on a training, a video, and like we were talking about what program to sell or launch or whatever. And she's like, well, first of all, do you want to do it? Like to everybody, like you have to do what you're like, yes, I'm so excited to do this. Why? Because it's easy for you. Your energy flows. You're naturally excited. You're going to bring your energy to everyone around you. And people don't want to come into your low vibes. And people don't want to be around someone who's doing things they hate. Okay. So it really is way, way easier for your health and your body too, if you can know this now and going forward in the future up front, make a true sacral decision and never get your energy entangled where it will be weighed down, where you will have to mentally on purpose think higher than how you are feeling in that circumstance, okay? It's a lot more energy to help yourself feel good when you're doing something you don't want to do, when you just could say, no, thank you, and go and do something you want to do. Do you see what I'm saying? So because everything is energy and you like buy in and say, okay, to this thing is like, ugh, your energy is like, so it drains your sacral. And that is like your powerhouse, okay? And I'll reference this quickly in terms of digestion. Your sacral is right where all your energy is too. Your digestive power, I talk about all the time on this channel. Your power is in how well your gut's ability is to work and to digest, okay? And so I always talk about the power of healthy digestion in weight loss. Well, this is why as well, because if it's burdened, if it's slow, if it's sluggish, if it's weighed down and heavy, you don't have that free power flowing to then move up and through the rest of the body for cleansing and elimination. And that's how we lose weight too. So you've got to free this area. You have to free the sacral energy. And it's really about knowing that your yes is a yes, your no is a no, and it doesn't mean anything, okay? So if someone doesn't like it, it's not your job to make people like you. It's not your job to make people like that you said yes, okay? If you do that, you will have chronic health problems, okay? Because that's what it is. It's saying, it's on me. All of this is on me to fix this, make you happy, you happy, you happy. You can't do that because you'd have to be a different version of yourself for all different people. And that's silly and way taxing, and you just are not meant to do it, okay? So it really is about owning that you have the right to choose. You always have the right to choose, and there is a reason for your yes, and there are reasons for your no, and it might just be you don't like to, you don't want to, okay? And oh my gosh, I could talk for hours on this, you guys, but that's what I wanted to say for this video. So if you're a generator and you're not losing weight, we want to apply the plant-based weight loss method. You can check that playlist. And you want to apply this tool to your life. So here's your homework. Are you doing the plant-based weight loss stuff? Are you eating to cleanse? Are you eating the real right foods that are full of nutrients that help the body turn on its natural processes and saturate the cells with that true food information? Then are you saying yes to things you don't want to? And what can you do right now? So if you can't change it right now, you can change your mood, your attitude, your perspective on it, and make a plan on how to get out of it, okay? Set an intention, ask for help, something. Going forward, don't say yes until you check your gut. So maybe you're a sacral authority, maybe you're an emotional authority, and you still have a defined sacral like I do. So I still have to trust my sacral before I wait through my emotional wave, okay? And what I would have my clients do is if they were wanting to lose weight and it wasn't happening and it felt stuck, I ask them, okay, what area of your life is the most frustrating for you right now? And frustrating is the word I always use because the not self theme of generators and manifesting generators is frustration. So when you feel satisfied, you are living in your alignment. Satisfaction is the key. Okay. And if you're frustrated, you could be literally frustrated. Like sometimes I get frustrated in the mornings when I'm trying to get the boys to school and they just want to like go the opposite direction, play toys and like spill things on the floor as soon as we're going to leave, you know? That's frustrating to me, but it's not worth my energy, right? And I'm taking them to school because I am. But if it's like your energy is frustrated, so it could be this thing in your life that you really don't want to be doing and your energy is frustrated and therefore not in flow, okay? So the key to easy weight loss, effortless health, living by your alignment and your design is all of these things together. We can't discount any portion because we're more than food. We're more than a human. We are a spirit soul also. You know, it's all connected. So we have to make sure that our energy is in check, in flow, and going in the right direction for what we're supposed to be doing in our lives and in this world, okay? So if this is super interesting to you and you want to book a session with me, what I do is I run your human design. I look at your energy type and how that's supposed to help you guys eat for health, your unique digestive profiles. I even look at your profile, your personality, and anything that jumps out as to what might be important for you to be living as yourself in your life, in the world, and also the plant-based part concept, okay? So I have a couple different options, but they're called Find Your Flow with Food packages or intensives, and you can check them out on my website, but I'll link them below. And please let me know what questions you have, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.